The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Yes, we want to welcome you. And if this is your first time joining us, again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And again, if this is your first time, below, under the comment section, please let us know where you guys are joining us from. So we are, this is our first official broadcast from our new location. This is why this is a very blank canvas behind us. This will all change, and you guys, you're going to see the progress of this, and we're excited about our new podcast studio and how this thing is going to develop over time. But let's get into the whole reason why you guys are hopping on here. I want to talk about why what we are seeing in the Middle East, dealing with Israel, dealing with Hamas, and dealing with what's going on there that has escalated over the last few days, why this is so of great of importance to especially those who have knowledge and understanding of eschatology. That's a theological term for end times and the study of end times, Bible prophecy. Why this is exciting, why this is something that has captured the attention of a lot of people. And I'm going to show you those scriptures of why that is. But let's get you caught up to date. These are some of the latest headlines coming out of the Middle East. Israel and Gaza violence continues to escalate. Over 1,500 rockets have been fired. There is numerous casualties that has been reported. The Daily Mail is reporting as of the latest update tonight that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to, quote, inflict blows that Hamas has not dreamed of, prompting the Islamist group to fire 130 more rockets at Israel amid UN warnings of a full-scale war. Let me say that again. The United Nations is now warning that there is a great possibility of a, quote, unquote, full-scale war, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to, and I quote, inflict blows that Hamas has not dreamed of. Let me give you some of these. These are coming over the wire as you guys are hopping on. The Al-Sharouk, and I hope I pronounced that right, tower, is the third tall structure in Gaza City, has been completely leveled by Israeli fire since bombing has proceeded on Monday. Benjamin Netanyahu is also saying that, quote, this is only the beginning after Israel strikes and kills Hamas commanders. So commanders of Hamas has been confirmed killed. Israel is braced, quote, for more missile strikes tonight in expectation that Hamas will try to avenge its fallen leaders. Netanyahu has also spoken out despite international calls for de-escalation, with the UN warning that the region is headed for a full-scale war. As of right now, and again, this number could vary, it could change, but I'm getting reports that at least 65 Palestinians, including 14 children and 3 women, have been killed in 2 days of fighting, while at least 7 Israelis, including 1 child and 1 soldier, have also lost their lives. So again, this thing is continues to spiral more and more out of control. I want to give you also, here in the United States, we reported today that violent protests have now broken out between Israelis and Palestinians here in America. This was reported in New York City. It was reported in parts of D.C., especially in Manhattan, as hundreds gathered to protest deadly attacks in Gaza and Tel Aviv that, again, has killed scores of individuals, including children. During one protest, demonstrators were seen waving Palestinian flags in support of ending what they call Israeli occupation of the West Bank. the protest turned violent after two feuding groups trading chants and insults with quote, some of those confrontations resulting in punches being thrown. Eyewitness video appears to reveal a series of skirmishes that had broke out in the Middle East, in the middle of the street. And again, this was not in just one location, but at various locations across America. Now, why is this of importance to us who are believers, to those who study Bible, who those who study the book of Revelation, who study Bible prophecy and end times and or eschatology? Well, we know that Jerusalem, especially or the nation of Israel, I believe, in my opinion, by studying from what I've studied out of Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, but especially Mark 24, it says that Israel is the fig tree. It is the prophetic timepiece. You guys that have followed our ministry for some time, you've heard me say for years and years and years, if you want to know, if you want to see what the prophetic clock is, if you want to see what the prophetic gauge is, the marker, watch the nation of Israel, because what goes on in the nation of Israel will impact the whole world. Now, why is that? Again, Matthew 24, Jesus said that they are the fig tree. And when its leaves begin to bloom, when you'll know that summer is near. He talks about this. He talks about a generation will not pass until they see all these things coming to pass, which, again, he speaks of in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. But also, Old Testament prophets also talked about Jerusalem, especially would be the focal point of all end time prophecy. They would be the focal point of the nations of the world. You can find this in Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Again, Zechariah 12, 2 and 3. The Lord speaking through the prophet Zechariah says, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people around about." Some translations say, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the nations, and they shall be in siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem." So the prophet tells you that in the latter days of Israel or Jerusalem, that there would come a time when nations, not nation, but nations, plural tense, will create a confederacy. Again, you can find this in Psalm 83, even mentions this. It talks about a confederacy of nations that will conspire to destroy the nation of Israel. And Zechariah confirms this through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit speaking. And this was penned in Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Zechariah says that they, plural tense, shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. And again, some translations say for all nations. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth shall be gathered together against it. So again, I do not believe that what we are seeing, let me say this, I don't believe what we're seeing is Zechariah 12, but I do believe that it, and again, this is always a probability. This is always a possibility. This could very well be a match that is struck that ignites the powder keg. Again, just like the United Nations has warned, it could spark an entire conflict or a war. A further escalating war. But I want to, this is kind of a newer, I'm going to use a different translation. You guys that has known me for a while know that I don't particularly use a different translation all the time, but sometimes I do. And in this essence, I want to pull out the same verse of scripture from the New Living Translation. Again, I'm going to read Zechariah chapter 12, from the New Living Translation. I want to read this to you again to pull out some verbiage here, some words that kind of gives you a broader understanding or picture of this. Zechariah chapter 12. This message concerning the fate of Israel came from the Lord. This message is from the Lord who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth and formed the human spirit. Listen to this quote. This is Zechariah 12, 2 and 3, New Living Translation. Quote, I will make Jerusalem like an intoxicating drink that makes the nearby nations stagger when they send their armies to besiege Jerusalem and Judah. In other words, they will attempt something, but they will not succeed in doing so. They will fail. They will stumble. They will fall. Now listen to this. Verse 3, on that day I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock. Oh, come on, somebody. All the nations will gather against it to try to move it. And again, that's a very conservative language to use, move it. When I read the Bible, like verses like Psalm 83, when they use words like, let me pull that up. Psalm 83, kind of dovetail off of this. I'm going to read the words here from Psalm 83 and we'll show you the motivation of what they want to do. This is Psalm 83. Quote, they have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. And they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. That's the whole agenda, is to wipe them off the face of the earth. That's the entire end game for the Islamic State, for Hamas, for Hezbollah, for Iran, for all these factions and these groups. Listen to this. They have said, they, plural tense, have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. Remember, what you always hear this, always said, they want to free Palestine, free them, create their own nation, a Palestinian state. How can they do that? Again, the belief is, in order to achieve this among the radical factions, is to conform a confederacy. Again, conform a confederacy to cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Again, that is Psalm 83, guys. That is not a speech from Hamas. That is not a speech from Hezbollah, although it eerily echoes it. Listen to this, verse 5 of Psalm 83. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. And it names all these groups. And you've got, and ironically enough, they're all Islamic. They're Muslim nations that will have one goal in mind. And that is, again, to take Israel out. I want to go back to Zechariah chapter 12 from the New Living Translation. It says, on that day, when the day comes, and again, you say, well, Brother Ricky, where's this leading prophetically? Again, Zechariah 12, and then it will be thrusted into, I believe, is Ezekiel 38, 39, the war of Gog and Magog. This is this major prophetic war that is future tense, not past tense. And again, in that war, Russia will be involved, Turkey will be involved, Iran will be involved, all these confederate nations. Again, Psalm 83 mentions a lot of these nations, but they will not succeed. The prophet Ezekiel says in Ezekiel 38, 39, when they come together to destroy Israel, God himself will rise up and he will defend Israel. For you guys who are asking, we're in Zechariah 12, we're in Psalm 83, we're in Matthew 24. And I'm getting ready to take you to Genesis chapter 6, because I'm going to show you something interesting as well that I have pointed out in times past that I believe is another prophetic, it's another prophetic implication of where we're at in the end times. But let me go back to Zechariah 12. I got to read this again because this is so good. I will make Jerusalem like an intoxicating drink that makes the nearby nations stagger when they send their armies to besiege Jerusalem and Judah. On that day, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock. All the nations will gather against it to try to move it, but they will only hurt themselves. I said they will only hurt themselves. Guys, listen. God himself, I know people's going to disagree with this on YouTube. I know people are going to disagree with this on podcast. I know people are going to disagree with this on Facebook. And in all honesty, if you disagree with this, it's probably because you're not a fully Bible-believing, born-again, Spirit-filled, Holy Ghost-filled Christian. Because again, When you read this Bible, go back to Genesis 12. God himself made a covenant with the nation of Israel. He says, those who bless thee shall be blessed, and I will curse those who curse thee. It's right there in Genesis chapter 12. Okay, but here's the interesting thing. Genesis chapter 6. I want to read this. I want to go over here. I want to pull this up from the King James. We're going to go to Genesis 6. Listen to this. In verse, before I do that, in the Bible, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, he says, that which was is the thing that shall be. For there is no new thing under the sun. For is there anything of new that can be said that this is new, or is there anything old that can be said it's new? In other words, that which was is that which shall be. So if you want to know the future, go back and study the past. It's secular. It goes in a circle. It goes full circle around. History always repeats itself. So in having said that, in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, Jesus said, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the return of the Son of Man. Now, again, we're not in Ezekiel 38, 39 right now, guys. We're not seeing Zechariah 12. This is not what this is. But what this is, again, are stepping stones. It could be the match that lights the powder keg. How far is this thing going to blow up? Who knows? I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. But I will say this. I'm only reading to you reports that I'm getting. I also heard another source that said that Hamas is reaching out to Russia, ironically, who again is one of those players in Ezekiel 38, 39, and it said that they're now seeking a ceasefire. So we're going to see in the next, 24 to 48 hours where this thing is going to go. So this is why people are on edge right now. And typically the people that are raising their eyebrows, the people that are alerted, the people that has got their attention are Bible believing, prophecy knowing Christians who know the Bible, know the word, know prophecy. They're hearing these things. They're seeing these things and their ears are perked up because they know when they see the fig tree, to watch out. When they see Israel, that's the prophetic timepiece. That's the prophetic clock. An oil shortage because of a cyber attack on a major pipeline is not Bible prophecy. That's not, Jesus didn't say, and when you see a major pipeline shut down and people panicking and flipping out and losing their minds and going to gas stations and trying to suck every little bit of fuel out of the gas pumps, then you'll know that my coming is near. He didn't say that, but he said, watch Israel. When you begin to see these things coming to pass, then look up your head, then lift up your head, for your redemption is drawing near. So that's why I came on here tonight, and I could have talked about the fuel shortages. I could have talked about cyber attacks, and I could have gave my opinions on how it's interesting that for a year they wanted us to stay home, and now people are waking up, and they're trying to go back to normality, and then all of a sudden something else happens that, again, tries to keep us to stay home. But I'm going to be good tonight. I'm going to calm down, and I'm not going to talk about that because, again, I can't find that in Bible prophecy, but I can find Israel, and and I can find Jerusalem, and I can find what we're talking about today in the pages of the Holy Word. So again, Jesus said, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the return of the Son of Man. So consequently, when you go back to the book of Genesis chapter 6, God himself is grieving over the condition and over the state of mankind, the state of the climate of the world. And I'm not talking about the, when I say climate, I'm not talking about the temperature, and I'm not talking about how hot it gets, and I'm not talking about the crazy weather. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the gauge of morality. Jesus said, as it were in the days of Noah, he said, so shall it be the return of the Son of Man. Noah has heard from God. He's preparing an ark for the saving of his household. And the author here, which I believe is Moses, who wrote the book of Genesis, is saying here that according to by inspiration of the Lord who speaketh to him to write down these things, listen to this. He tells you the condition of the earth before judgment came was, listen to this, in Genesis 6, verse 11, it says the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Now, some of you are going to know this, but if all of our new people may not know this, but you go look it up. The Hebrew word for the word violence here in Genesis 6:11 is the word Hamas. So I'm going to read it again from the Hebrew understanding. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with Hamas. And again, so what am I saying? I'm saying to you guys that right before this thing gets wrapped up, right before we actually get into Zechariah 12, we get into Gog and Magog, Ezekiel 38, 39, where there's not just Hamas firing rockets into Israel, but there is whole nations coming together, collaborating together, and they have one mindset, and that is to wipe Israel out. We're not there now, but again, you can see how this could be the tinderbox that lights the fuse to get to where we're going. So again, Jesus said, the way it began is the way it's going to end. There was violence that covered the earth. Come on, guys. I'm talking about, we got crazy things. We got people running over people. We got people taking people out at grocery stores. We got old people getting killed by people, just people walking up randomly, punching people and killing them. We got, I'm talking about violence is escalating all around the world. People are losing their minds everywhere. Mankind is corrupt. Corruption is filling the earth. And again, violence is covering the first face of the earth to the point where in the book of Genesis, God himself is grieved with mankind and says that I cannot allow this to carry on any longer. The cup of my indignation and wrath is going to be poured out. And come on, he revealed to a remnant, which was Noah and his family. He said, I am going to preserve you in the earth while I pour out my wrath. And I'm telling you, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the return of the Son of Man. Guys, again, we are not there now, but we are accelerating. We are escalating, and we're getting closer and closer. Every single year that we get on here, something else happens. Another piece falls into place. Another breadcrumb falls. The fig tree begins to blossom a little bit more. We're getting closer. A little bit more of the grains of sand are falling through the hourglass. I'm telling you, I'm going to leave you with Luke 21, 28. When you begin to see these things, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is surely drawing near. So why? You say, how can it be exciting, Brother Ricky, that that this is going on when there's casualties and there's fatalities and there's disaster. And I know that, guys, and I'm not trying to be insensitive about that. And our heart goes out to the people. Our heart goes out, listen, not just to the Israelis, but the poor people that are suffering from this absolute ridiculous war and these factions that's been going on for thousands of years since the beginning. Our heart goes out to these people, but I'm trying to tell you that there is prophetic implications that are happening before our eyes, and we need to be aware and we need to pay attention to what's going on because it is absolutely prophetic. EndTimeHeadlines.org, EndTimeHeadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us, guys. That's our main website. And again, we're getting ready to close out this broadcast, but many of you guys know we were recently in a transition. If you want to know why we've been gone, and you say, well, my goodness, Brother Ricky, where have you been? All Hades is broken loose with everything else, and it seems like you've been absent. And now, listen, I don't know. They used to call that Murphy's Law, but that seems to always happen with me. Every time something major and a major event in my life and my family's life where I'm not able to do broadcasts, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a funeral, whether it's a move, whether it's a vacation, it seems like everything happens in that transition where I don't have a microphone, I don't have a camera. And, you know, for someone like myself who loves to do these things, it's very frustrating. So, again, that's why everything looks so blank behind us. It's because I'm literally sitting in front of a desk, boxes in front of me. We've got things. We're getting ready to set up this whole this studio, new lights, new cameras, new equipment. The whole thing, new sound, everything is coming, but I can't wait until it's all here. We got to get the word out. We got to preach. We got to teach. We got to equip. We got to inform. So again, we want to keep you up to date with what's going on. EndTimeHeadlines.org, EndTimeHeadlines.com. If you guys, please, if you would, please bookmark the main website. Make sure you find it there. You'll be able to find it and bookmark it. Again, if you have not yet downloaded our free official app, please, as soon as you get off this broadcast, go. If you have an Apple, go to the Apple Store. If you've got an Android, which is a Samsung or whatever, anything outside of an Apple phone, go to the Google Play Store, download our free app. Just type in End Time Headlines. You're going to see our official trademark logo. Download that app, get it into your hands so that you can catch up with our podcasts, our videos, all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as get these push notifications. So that way, anytime we send out breaking news or our latest messages or updates or headlines, you get that right there on your phone, your tablet. You get those push notifications to you. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If this ministry is a continual source of information, revelation, blessing, encouragement, the whole nine yards, again, everything we do is absolutely free of charge. It costs you nothing. We just ask that if this ministry is a blessing to you, why don't you pray about and ask the Lord what you would do and be obedient to the Lord. And we ask that if the Lord puts it upon your heart, we welcome you to partner with us to help us continue to remain strong in the year 2021. Because I promise you guys, not only will we inform you with prophecy updates like this, but we get on here and we'll give you straight Holy Ghost messages that are going to bless you. They're going to give you encouragement. They're going to equip you. And yes, there is times that we even have to bring a word of correction or rebuke. It happens. We try to remain balanced, and we're probably one of the most balanced ministries out there that I believe personally, from the response that I've heard from other people. So listen, you can give to the ministry by going to the app, or you can go to the main website and give electronically, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make it out to End Time Headlines right there on the screen. If you're watching this visually, it's P.O. Box 1391, and that's Monroe, Georgia 30653. 5. So again, as always, guys, thank you so much for taking the time out. Don't forget to, if you're watching by YouTube, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell, hit the get the notifications. Each time we come on, get a new video uploaded, you'll get informed and you'll get updated. If you're watching by Facebook, make sure you sign up for push notifications so you'll be notified. Please share this, tag people in this. And if you're listening by podcast, get the word out. We are on Spotify and we are on Apple, and we are just expanding and enlarging our territory year after year after year. So we're excited about where the Lord is taking End Time Headlines in 2021. So listen, guys, before we get off here, let's pray real quick. Father, I thank you today for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast today. Lord, I'm just praying for peace, peace to come into to homes, peace into families, peace into lives. Lord, so many people have been just stricken with anxiety and fear and worry about not being able to get fuel, not being able to get gas. And Lord, we thank you that they have finally opened the pipelines back up so that maybe those fears will be calm. I pray that you would open it all back up, God. You would not only open the fuel lines, but open the workforce, open up supplies, Lord, and begin to open up the windows of heaven. And Lord, we know that according to your word, that if your people that are called by your name shall humble themselves in prayer and turn from their sins and from their wicked ways, then shall you hear from heaven and heal our land. And Lord, we're asking for healing in our land. And Lord, we just ask for the peace of Jerusalem. You said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that it may go well with you. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that your will be done. Lord, if it's time for prophecy to accelerate to the next level, may thy will be done, but may your people be ready and be prepared in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. So guys, God bless you. We're going to sign off today. We will be back on here on Friday. We're going to take off tomorrow because, again, we are in the process of still moving. We're not all the way moved in, so we're just going to hit this where we can. We'll be back on here on Friday, and we'll just pray about what we're going to do. We may talk about some current events again. We may give a word of exhortation or encouragement. We'll just have to pray about that and see what the Lord puts in our heart. So until then, guys, God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.